Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
My turn.
Okay, hot dice. I want to get to go because I need cash. I want to get to Mediterranean Avenue. Big Ten. Perfect. 2 5s. 2 5 6 7 8 9.
What are you doing?
Hotel.
You do hotel. Not have a hotel there. For the third time, you do not have a hotel on board.
Hotel.
It costs $1,000 and four hotel. Greenhouses to put a hotel on boardwalk.
One of my favorite all-time movies is One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Milos Forman directed the Ken Kesey novel, and Jack Nicholson, of course, starred in it. But there was one minor character that I loved, Danny DeVito. A young Danny DeVito playing Martini. And he kept saying the same thing over and over. Hotel, hotel, hotel. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again. With no same result. Expecting a different result. And saying the same thing over and over and over again. That's what the Chicago mayoral campaign seems to be like. With Billy Daley, another Daley. Daley, 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 and another Daley. He's running for mayor, says he won't change his name. And Tony Preckwinkle, yeah, Tony, the icon of progressive politics while she's really the Democratic boss, holding a fundraiser. She's running for mayor, and there'll be a big Democratic gala in a few weeks. Tony's bringing in two of her favorite people. Joe Berrios, who was run out as a county assessor for overtaxing minorities, and Maxine Waters. Yeah, that Maxine Waters. The Maxine Waters who wants confrontation. Crazy Aunt Maxine. And she'll be Tony Preckwinkle's cheerleader as she's running for mayor. I'm sitting in a Dunkin' Donuts parking lot on 40th and Pulaski. I'd say about 30 yards from the spot where Laquan McDonald was killed by police officer Jason Van Dyke. His trial's going on right now as we speak. It's politics, it's race, just like the mayor's campaign. And though it's 40th and Pulaski, you know where we're really at, don't you? We call it the Chicago Way on WGN Plus.
In a tower by the river, there lived a man.
Castle.
There was a man who took a stand. With pen and paper in his hand. Defeating foes in every ward with a pen more mighty than the sword. No escape from his ink lasso in a tower by the river. Castle.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago Way.
Hello again. This is John Cass, husband, father, nationally syndicated columnist for the Chicago Tribune. And back in the studio is Jeff Carlin, my friend and WGN producer of the Rokon Show with Anna DeVellantis. And we'll get together for the next podcast in a few days. But right now I'm sitting in the parking lot of the Dunkin' Donuts at 40th and Pulaski, out about 30 yards from where Laquan McDonald was shot to death 16 times by Jason Van Dyke. That trial is going on right now. This part of the Southwest Side, there's truck yards and there's a mall. When you see the videos on television, you know, in the courtroom, you just see a huge cyclone fence, but now it's all a mall. It was shot in front of what's now a Wendy's, between Wendy's and the Dunkin' Donuts. One thing about the Southwest Side, the people here are workers. They're not fancy. They're not interested. They're interested in politics, but it's of a different world. The Daleys, the Preckwinkles, the Rahm Emanuels, all that stuff. We get involved in it in journalism. We run around and quote them and think who's up and who's down. But these people are just working and paying their bills. They've got more important things to do than politics. But politics is back, right? Because Billy Daley is running for mayor. daily, another daily. 40 years of daily. Now we're going to have another 8-10 years of daily if Bill Daley gets elected. And Toni Preckwinkle, she's doing an amazing thing on October 11th. Chicago Hilton. Maxine Waters. Yes, that Maxine. Crazy Maxine. Anti-Maxine. Maxine Waters, who plays the race card and the anger card. She's going to be in town for a reception for Toni Preckwinkle. Tony's now the chairman of the Cook County Democratic Party, and she'll be holding that reception with Maxine. As Toni announces this week, she's running for mayor. So let's see. On the headliners, it's Maxine Waters, of course, you know, confront people, get in their face, scream at them, yell at them. If the Republicans hate their guts, I guess if their independents hate their guts too, and get a crowd to yell them and chase them out of the public square. And then Joe Berrios, the former chairman of the Cook County Democratic Party, a Madigan guy, former Cook County assessor, who was run out as assessor because he taxed minorities much too highly, according to studies by the Chicago Tribune. That cost him the election. And there she is, Toni Preckwinkle, with both of them, Maxine on one side, Joe Berrios on the other, maybe smoking a cigar, hanging out at the Erie Cafe, coming back to hang out with Maxine and Toni. And is that what you want for mayor of Chicago? You want somebody that's going to have Maxine Waters as her cheerleader? Toni Preckwinkle, you know, I know that you're trying to get your bona fides together. You've got some problems with African-American political figures, at least, who don't think you're all that. But now you're going to put Maxine Waters in front? And Daley, Billy Daley, running for mayor. He says he's not going to change his name. You know, I hope you don't change your name, Bill, because if your name wasn't Daley, you wouldn't even be thought of. What if your name was Hans Kropnik? Hans Kropnik or Jimmy Kropnik? Jimmy Kropnik, yeah, K-R-A-P-N-I-C-K. Jimmy Kropnik for mayor. You think anybody would vote for you or even think of you? In these glowing terms, you know, oh, you're a prominent candidate and so forth. It's the definition of insanity that I talked about at the top of the podcast. That great movie, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Is that what you want, Chicago? Is that the definition of insanity? Either Preckwinkle or Daley doing the same thing over and over and over. That type of politics. That type of politics is new. Why? Because somebody, some press agent says it's new? There was a story in the Chicago Sun-Times, a newspaper that I criticize, not for the reporting, but let's put it this way. Rahm Emanuel, it was bought in part by the AFL-CIO, and it was the whole thing was designed to prop Rahm up. And now that Rahm Emanuel is out, you know, I don't know what the Sun-Times is going to do. But by dropping out, he allowed Bill Daley to come in, I guess. And all these other people, Preckwinkle and those people that don't want to, that didn't have the guts to run when Rahm was, you know, in office and planning on running for re-election. They didn't have the guts in those days, just a few weeks ago. Well, here's a story in the Sun-Times by Tim Novak, one of the top investigative reporters. And you should read it. It's instructive. It's about a real estate firm run by Barack Obama's former boss and a Daley nephew named Van Echo. The city pension funds, the teachers, cops, city workers, CTA workers, their unions kicked in money to this investment company. $68 million for 8 real estate projects, and those projects went belly up. All these workers lost $68 million. Squandered, says the Sun-Times. But you know what? The Daley nephew and Obama's former boss, Allison Davis, their company, DV Urban, got $9 million out of that in management fees. So I guess that $9 million wasn't squandered if it's going into their pockets. I mean, if you're a teacher, a cop, city worker, a CTA worker, you might think putting $9 million into their pockets is squandering. But technically, it's going to good use. It's going the Chicago way, right? It's going to the insiders. And now Bill Daley wants to run? Isn't that the definition of insanity? I think so. Maxine Waters coming to Chicago to be Tony Taxwinkle's cheerleader? Haven't we had enough of that old-style race politics? Vote for me because I'm black or I'm white or I'm Latino. I mean, isn't that just old now? Lori Lightfoot and Paul Vallis. Gary McCarthy. All right. Gary McCarthy, I don't know how a Yankee fan can be elected mayor. But Paul Vallis has a different idea. Lori Lightfoot has a different idea. Yeah, they're involved in politics. They're not, you know, they didn't come from another planet. They're involved in the civic and political life of the city, but they're not inside deal makers. And they're getting squeezed out. And the Dailies and the Preckwinkles come in with Maxine Waters and the name of Daley. You know, all I need now is a Shannon Rover's pipe band, and happy days are here again. But while you think of that, how the old ways are the good ways, and people in the media talk to you about Daley and as if they're genuflecting, you can hear it in their voice, just remember this. Remember Danny DeVito in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, because you could might say that Daley and Preckwinkle are two flying over the cuckoo's nest. And that cuckoo's nest is Chicago.
I beg of you, monsieur, watch yourself. Be on guard. This place is full of vultures, vultures everywhere. Everywhere.
Thank you very much.
Not at all. Au revoir, monsieur. Au revoir, madame.
Au revoir. Amusing little fellow. Waiter. Oh, how silly of me.
Oh, dear.
I left my wallet at the hotel.
Oh.
Behind me is the Dunkin' Donuts on 40th and Pulaski. And out on the street here, years ago, Laquan McDonald, 17-year-old African-American kid, high on PCP, holding a knife, ignoring police commands, was shot down by Jason Van Dyke, Chicago police officer, shot 16 times. Inside the Dunkin' Donuts, the woman at the counter said, "Oh, yes, this is where he was shot. He shot right here," she points, where I'm standing, where I'm sitting in the car. "He was shot right here. It's on the news. Did you see the news?" "Yeah, I saw the news. I've been watching the trial. Some of you may have been watching it or are watching it." It didn't take long for race to get involved. Prosecutor Joe McMahon, in opening arguments in the trial of Jason Van Dyke, charged with murder, said this to the jury.
"He didn't know a single fact about Laquan McDonald's tragic and troubled childhood. What he did know, what he did see, was a black boy walking down the street on Pulaski towards a chain link fence and having the audacity to ignore the police."
You knew race was part of this. I mean, race has gotten the whole thing going. White cop, black kid, politics, Rahm Emanuel hid the video. It came back to haunt him. He's out. I ran into some people here just getting their donuts and coffee, and I talked to them. I talked to pharmaceutical rep. His name's Gary Soper. And I talked to a man who identified himself as Travis. They see it all the same way. They see politics and race and politics and race in the mayoral election and out here. Here's what they had to say. I'm speaking to
Gary Soper.
Okay, Gary, first of all, we're out here at 40th and Pulaski across from where Laquan McDonald got shot. I got to ask you first, though, about the Daly thing. What do you think of Billy Daly now running?
I think it's going to be more of the same. I'm not necessarily opposed to it, but I definitely think we can all expect exactly what we got from his brother, and which is reminiscent of what we got from his dad. And I don't know how much control we're going to have over his election, since we know that the whole city is pretty much fixed, especially in terms of elections.
So
and
it's
a Daly, we're battling uphill at that point.
We're standing outside the Dunkin' Donuts. The manager was testifying the other day in the Laquan McDonald Van Dyke trial, testifying to the fact that his surveillance cameras showed across the street the police car pulling up, and that's where Laquan was shot by Officer Van Dyke. What do you make of this whole trial thing?
Well, I definitely understand an officer's responsibility to stop a suspect if they're not complying. But, you know, this was excessive. And I don't think it takes 16 shots with anything, maybe not even a bear, to put one of those down. So I think he's got himself in quite a predicament there. But when it does come down to an officer doing their job and a suspect's not complying, I do believe they have every right to take him down, but not necessarily kill him.
You know? 16 shots.
16 shots is excessive. I mean, come on.
I know. Now, usually I'm generally criticized for being too pro-police, just because I grew up here. I'm Southwest Sider. I know a lot of coppers and their brothers and their cousins, but that just seemed to be a little bit too much. But I do feel sorry for, obviously, for Laquan. He's dead. But also for his Van Dyke's wife and kids. I don't know how they're going to deal with it.
Right. Who knows what they're feeling? You can only understand that if you've been in their shoes, but that's brutal. But I also don't know what it feels like to be an officer that may feel like their life's being threatened. You know, they're trained to, it's either them or the suspect, and I don't know what that feels like, but I think 16 shots was a little much. Any officer that has to do their job in that respect, you know, that's what they're trained to do.
You live in the city?
Yeah.
If Daly gets in, are we going to have the same thing? Like all the guys with the trucking contracts and the asphalt and the, you know what I mean? How you doing? You know?
I would assume so, yeah. I mean, it's a sweet deal if you're on the inside, but if you're not, it's not so great. But yeah, I think you could definitely expect that.
So are we going to pay for all this? I mean, why would the city of Chicago, I no longer live in the city, but why would the city, the voters, go for a Daly when they... Don't they know that their city finances were ruined by the Dailies? Do they care?
You know, it's a tough thing. I mean, Chicago's a strange place because you get a lot of the same year after year. And I mean, Chicago is a great city, but it's also extremely hard to survive in for a lot of people if they're not making a sufficient amount of money. And if you got another Daly in there, you can definitely assume that taxpayers are going to be getting screwed and probably be getting hit up to pay for a lot of this patronage and things that's just going to continue on.
So why would they vote for him?
The name. Maybe the name makes them comfortable, but really, I'm not sure. I don't know who's going to compete with him.
The question is, the name Daly means like stability or some kind of control, and out here you've got Laquan McDonald shot, and if it doesn't go the way some people want in court, you're going to have unrest or, you know, that kind of thing. So does Daly play off that? You know, we better have a Daly to protect us from Laquan McDonald fallout.
Quite possibly, yeah.
I'm just thinking how people in neighborhoods think, you know?
Yeah, it's all, you know, it's a campaign. It's all how they paint the picture. I look at these campaigns as like whatever gets you in the door is what matters during the campaign. Then once you're in, you can make adjustments here and there. I mean, that's what happens in politics.
Last most important question. You're from Melrose Park originally. What's your favorite Italian beef?
You know what?
Don't tell me you don't eat Italian beef.
I do.
You look like an Italian to me. You have a little Italian.
All right. I'm going to go. I'll go with Al's, but not dipped. Not dipped.
Dry hot?
Yes. Yes. Dry with the hot jardiniere.
The which Al's?
Taylor Street.
Oh, the old L's.
Yeah.
Now, when you eat it, when you eat an L's, how do you eat an L's?
Leaning over the counter so nothing drips on your shirt. Your feet probably about a foot and a half set back from your chest. And elbows on the table.
Thanks, Gary. And I'm speaking to?
Mr. Travis.
And your first name, Mr. Travis?
That's my first name.
Oh, your last
name? I won't give my last name.
All right. So, what do you think about this trial that's going on in the criminal court? And
well, I think it was a cover-up. That's what I think. With the police and with the mayor.
How so?
Well, when they brought out the video, they didn't bring it out till after the election. So I think the mayor knew what was going on.
It's difficult to believe that a guy like Rahm Emanuel would not have seen the video until after he was reelected.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, he had to see. He had to see that video.
And I've been arguing that that's the reason why he couldn't run for reelection, because he had Obama's, you know, gave him the big hug before, and even Obama couldn't get him over with black voters this time.
Right.
What's going to happen to this cop? Does this cop get a fair trial? Or is it political?
It's hard to say, because hopefully he can, you know. But with all this publicity, I don't know.
So put yourself in that police officer's shoes. Is he going to go down because of politics in this town? Because people don't want, you know, unrest if he walks?
Yeah, it might have to do a little bit with the politics, you know. But I don't really know how it's going to turn out, man. They got the video. Then they got the politicians. It's kind of hard to balance it out.
Now you got one last question. Bill Daley's running for mayor.
Right.
And he says he's not going to change his name. It reminds me of, for Daley to run for mayor now, reminds me of one of my favorite movies when I was a kid. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Right.
Where, like, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And there was that little guy, Danny DeVito, was Martini. And he kept saying, hotel. That's all he said. Hotel, hotel, hotel. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, do they think we're like that? Like, does Daley think we are like the Martinis in the city of Chicago, that they'll vote for him because he's a Daley?
No. I think people want change. It's gonna, you know, they want change and better things for people. You know, I think it's enough Daleys for this future right now. I think they need new blood, new change is what I think.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Travis. Appreciate it. See ya. For Jeff Carlin, WGN AM producer, The Rokan Show with Anna DeVolantis, and for me, John Kess, husband, father, syndicated columnist at the Chicago Tribune, out here at 40th and Pulaski, thinking about Chicago as a cuckoo's nest, doing the same thing over and over and over again, looking out at 40th and Pulaski, where Laquan McDonald was shot years ago, because this stretch, this pavement, is also part of the Chicago Way. Thanks for joining us. Talk to you again soon.